Lord, and you're our ruler, governing Spirit, breathe into me. Dominion given unto me. Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me. Dominion given unto me. Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me. Dominion given unto me. You are God Almighty, Lord of glory, Sovereign King, you You are also holy, Lord, you're worthy, Sovereign King, you are. You are God Almighty, Lord of glory, Sovereign King, you You are also holy, Lord, you're worthy, Sovereign King, you are. You are ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover. Revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer. And the Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us, rest on us. And the Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us, rest on us. And the Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us, rest on us. Like the Spirit was moving over the waters, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us, rest on us. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, come rest on us, rest on us. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, rest on us, rest on us. Fire and wind, would you do it again? Open up the gates and let heaven come in. Come rest on us, rest on us. fire and wind, would you do it again? Open up the gates and let heaven come in. Come rest on us. Rest on us. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, come rest on us. Rest on us. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, come rest on us. Rest on us. Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Rest on us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, come rest on us. Rest on us. Come rest on us. Rest on us. You are God Almighty, Lord of glory, Sovereign King you are. You are oh so holy, Lord, you're worthy, Sovereign King you are. Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me. Dominion given unto me. Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me. Dominion given unto me. And we bow our hearts and we bow our lives and we bow to the one who's eternal and majesty. And we bow our hearts and we bow our lives and we bow to the one who's eternal in majesty. You are ruler, healer, lover, revealer. Ruler, healer, lover, revealer. Ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer. Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me. Dominion given unto me. Come rest on us. Rest on us. Come rest on us. this moment.
Lord, let us pray. Lord Almighty, we know some people who need your power today. Oh, Lord, they need to know that they are in your hands. They need to feel safe, Lord. They need you. We praise you this morning. We praise you. They need to know that the love, they will not ever go away. Lord, we love you this morning. We lift up our two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wetherill, for blessing us with the Master's Call Monday through Friday. We thank you, and we love you and adore you. We pray for every Diaz de Leon family for sharing honest life with us. We pray for their help that helps us continue to get our products out to us each and every day. We pray for the prayer warriors and every guest and friend that joined us here this morning. We pray for the speaker about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We pray for Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, Mother Owens this morning, Lord. Strengthen them like never before. We pray that, God, we pray for the bereaved family, Lord. We especially pray for Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, Lord, and their family. Comfort them, Lord, like never before. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Lord, we love and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Honorable Cynthia Potts. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away, Mrs. Tiff.
Thank you so much, the Honorable Cynthia Cox, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. To Psalmist Kalen, thank you so much for giving us a time of anointed worship this morning. Thank you both for serving us in excellence here on the Master's Call. Well, God morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we welcome you to this, the Master's Call. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and it started because of the yes of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the mission and mandate for this call was that as you dialed in as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. And so we start this call off in prayer every day. We end in prayer. On Friday, we open up the line to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. And we also have a website for our call. It is www.themasterscall.net. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." Also, our TMC theme for 2021 is, in 2021, God's strategic, shifting, prophetic, suddenly, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Scripture reference is Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And so we invite you to visit our website so that you can see additional information about our call. There is a buffet there for you. All of the messages from 2010 until now have been archived on our website. So, yes, make sure you visit. If you have a comment, if you have a prayer request, you can send it to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Each and every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and the Phenomenal Flanagans will be hosting that call. You can dial 712-770-4444 4005. Use the access code 294617#. And that is immediately following this call. Again, like I said, it is Awareness Wednesday. The topic for this day is coffee and conversations, thankful, grateful, and blessed. Thankful, grateful, and blessed. So come on over to the morning motivational call for coffee and conversation. All right, and if you don't have any idea how this call started, well, it's because of a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, where an appointment with artists will change your life. And I say only if you let it, because the products that you consume into your body are all a choice, okay? So it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord, and I am so excited to have the opportunity to bring on our speaker for this morning. Oh, wow. Me and her definitely have a history. It goes all the way back to high school here in Inglewood, California. She is a woman of God. She is radiant. She is useful. She is talented. And she is honest. Who am I talking about this morning? None other than Minister Evangelist Ruth Smith. She was born in San Bernardino, California, raised in Inglewood, California. She is the mother of Ian and Jalen. She has an undergraduate degree in business and an MBA from Shorter University. She grew up in the Kojic congregation. She is currently a member of Riley North Christian Center, where her pastor is Dr. Jeffrey Chapman Sr., out there in North Carolina. She is currently residing in Atlanta, Georgia. She has served as a foster parent, a mentor, a trainer for various years. She definitely is blessed with the compassion for the people. And her favorite verse is Psalm 119, verse 105, which says, "Thy word," hallelujah, "is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So without further ado, it is an honor to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Minister Ruth Smith. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Songbird. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, my dear sweet sister, for that warm and thoughtful introduction. I am truly humbled. Good morning, TNC family. Good morning to each and every one of you, to our regulars and our visitors, our first-time callers. But more importantly, I want to give glory and honor to my Lord and Savior, my Redeemer. Thank you, Dr. V and Dr. PK, for allowing me this opportunity to speak to the people this morning. I do not take it lightly. This is indeed an honor and a privilege, and I ask the Lord to give me strength to be able to give you all what we have on this morning. Thank you, young Kaylin, for that beautiful worship and praise. Thank you, Songbird, for hosting us, and thank you, Honorable Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting us this morning. So this morning, I want to talk about Africa and the Bible and what we can teach ourselves and our children. And as you all know, this is African American History Month, which shouldn't just be for a month or a week. It should be continuous, because we can all continue to learn and grow in our faith and in our history. So I'll start out by telling you a story about my mother, Louise, who was an educator, and she was raised by her grandmother, Emma Skillman, because her mother, Ruth, was very ill. So Emma Skillman was African American history. She developed the first Pan-African Studies curriculum at Roosevelt High School in Gary, Indiana, there were only two high schools in the small town of Gary at this time. She unfortunately lost her 10-year-old son, Max Jr., in an unfortunate drowning incident. And shortly thereafter, she became a widow, losing her husband, Max Sr. Great-grandma Emma pushed back her age and did not retire in order to continue to teach and take care of her three children, my mother Louise, my aunt Emma, and my uncle Alcus, who have all gone on to be with the Lord. Yes, I am named after my grandmother Ruth. She suffered with mental illness. Let's stop right there. If you know anyone in your family or any of your friends, and maybe you've heard stories, oh, that person is crazy, or oh, don't trust them, or oh, they're bipolar, or anything that is said that can be negative about that person's mental state, please don't do that. Take time to put yourself in their shoes. Mental illness is real. I'm so glad right now that there is a move to respect and assist those with mental illness and understand that they think differently. They're wired differently. Doesn't mean they're weird or crazy. It just means they're different. They process things differently. So get them help or find them a resource or merely pray for them during their struggle. So in the early 1900s, doctors would basically put people away, put them in a home when they had mental illness with little or no treatment, or they give shock treatment and then just send them back home to die or to suffer in silence. Grandma Ruth did indeed suffer in silence. She only lived to be about 53 years old, and hardly anyone ever talks about her. So my mother taught me about our family history. She had a lot of faith and love in her heart. I cannot speak about my mother, Louise, without giving honor to my father, James, who is still living in California. He is African American history. He was born on the Benjamin Moore Plantation in Leland, Mississippi, just two generations from slavery. He had to quit school in the fourth grade because he helped drive the tractor. He never even learned how to sign his name, but he learned how to count money and became an entrepreneur, self-made. His memory is beginning to fade now at the ripe old age of 93. However, every time I call him, he always has a praise on his lips for his Lord and Savior. So praise the Lord while his memory skips here and there. He is still able to remember the one who has redeemed him and forgiven him. We'll put a praise right there. I come to tell you today that the Lord has given us all a measure of faith that's embedded deep in our soul. Just see Romans 12, which says, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith that has been distributed or measured to each one of you." I come gracefully to you to tell you that it is our responsibility. Yes, we are accountable as believers to feed and nurture our spirit. Someone once stated, "Know your history is to know yourself." With just 4 days left of African American History Month, I wanted to discuss a few individuals in the Bible. So the Hebrew word for Adam is Adaham. That's A-H-D-A-H-M. It's defined as swarthy, dusky, reddish-brown soil, dark-skinned, like a shadow. Apar, A-P-H-A-R, the soil of which Adam was made, meaning the dust, the clay, always very black, are very brown in color. The Garden of Eden was described in Genesis as having been near a four-river system in the region of the lands of Cush, Havilah, and Ashur, which today would be near the borders of eastern Sudan, Ethiopia, and Eritrea. That's E-R-I-T-R-E-A. Many of the Hebrew patriots married or had children with women from African tribes. Abraham had children with Hagar and Keturah, both from African Hamitic tribes. Moses married Zipporah. She was an Ethiopian. Jacob had two handmaidens from African tribes, and these children became the patriarchs of our tribes of Israel. So let's look at just some scripture that talks about our Lord and Savior. And remember, he was hidden in a land as the evil people decided to kill him. He was hidden amongst his people in the motherland. So it says in Daniel 10 and 6 in the Old Testament, major prophet Daniel says that his body was like beryl. That's B-E-R-Y-L. This is a crystal. And this crystal can appear colorless. It's a beautiful crystal. Or it can appear in many different colors. His face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass. If you've ever seen polished, deep beauty of polished brass, and a voice of his words like a voice of a multitude. And also, if we go to Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, it tells us, I beheld the thrones were cast down, and Ancient of Days, and the Ancient of Days did sit. And we all know who we are calling the Ancient of Days, our Heavenly Father, whose garment was white as snow, and whose hair of his head like pure wool. If you've ever seen pure wool, it is a beautiful sight. The coarseness, the thickness, the warmth, the glow of that wool, the protection of that wool, like a wool coat. His throne was like a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Let's look at Genesis 5 and 18. It talks about Jared, who had lived 162 years. He became the father of Enoch. After he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Although Jared lived a total of 962 years, and then he died. So verse 21 of Genesis chapter 5 says, Enoch had lived 65 years, and he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, listen very carefully to how the Lord was pleased with Enoch. He walked faithfully with God for 300 years and had sons and daughters. Although Enoch lived 365 years, he walked faithfully with the Lord. Then he was no more. He was translated. He didn't see the grave, but he was translated with the Most High because the Lord took him away. 24 says, who was Enoch? He was an Ethiopian, faithful and holy, and the Lord was pleased with his life. Where are the Enochs of this world? The upright, the faithful, and the just. Let's travel to the book of Revelation. We don't hear a lot about Revelation like we should, but let's talk about it. Let's look at Revelation 1, 14 and 15. The hair on his head was white as wool. So it's confirming what we just read in the Old Testament in Daniel. As white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. The word will often reconfirm and confirm itself. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace. Bronze is a beautiful, dark, shiny color. And his voice was like the sound of rushing winds. There is power in the voice of the Lord. So I ask you today, what do you plan to create with the gifts and the talents that the Lord has given you? We often share these gifts and talents with our church through our volunteer work or with our communities. I ask, can these same gifts and talents be beneficial outside the four walls of the church? Since COVID has been upon us, how will you adjust your life to continue to share your faith with those whom are thirsty for an encouraging word? Even when you're tired and you don't feel like talking anymore, let alone about yourself or even about the Lord or giving your testimony. Let your light always have your testimony ready to share with non-believers. The believers already know. Yes, encourage our brothers and sisters, but we already know. What about the non-believers or those who have questions or our young people who may have questions? Let he or she know the goodness and the grace of our Redeemer. Let's back this statement up with Scripture. Just go to the New Testament of 1 Peter 3 and 15. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But do this in gentleness and respect. Don't beat them over the head with your Bible. Don't lift yourself up. Meet them where they are. And let them know who your Lord is and what he's done for you and what he can do for them. Greater works. Greater works. We can also learn so much from our ancestors, family members, and friends. Our African ancestors, they would speak. They would write down information, but they were great storytellers. So how we learned about our history is that the great-great-great-great-grandparent told the one under them and the one under them, and they carried the story, and they taught their children and their community and their nation. Have we lost that gift of listening to great-grandma, to grandma, to great-aunt, to mom, to dad? Have we lost that gift? There's so much there to learn. They have such a great story to tell. We can also learn. Well, I learned from my mother, who taught us about our family history, both on my mother and my father's side. She didn't leave any side out. She told the matriarch and the patriarch side. And her cousin was Mr. Harlem Renaissance himself, the late, great Langston Hughes. I carry his family name of Langston, and so does my son. We are all part of a rich history, and more importantly, our Creator has a unique plan strategically assigned for our good. Yes, all things, not some things, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Don't have that scripture reference, but I'm sure we know where to find that in the Bible as we quote it often. But that's okay. As we share our victories and our defeats, our precious and heartfelt trials, one thing is certain. He will never leave nor forsake us, and nothing and no one can snatch us from his loving hands. That's also in the Old Testament. That is our blessed assurance. February is the time we learn new facts about individuals in our communities, but our celebration must not stop in February. We, as my son Ian says, stay prayed up. We must always stay prayed up, and we must continue to press toward the mark of the high calling. Yes, each one of us have a pronounced high calling and a purpose on our life given to us by our Creator, the one who manufactured our mind, body, and souls, the heavens and the earth, the one who we worship, and the only one that we bow before. Your life matters. Your purpose shall be fulfilled. Tap into his power. Seek him today. Go in his word. Do research. Pull books. Ask family and friends. We here on the Master's Call are here to answer your questions and to pray and encourage you. We're all here for each other. So I say, be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. In closing, what can we do today to continue the legacy of the brilliance of Brother Malcolm X, Dr. King, Sojourner Truth, Barbara Jordan, and the many awesome individuals that have used their faith and fortitude to get us all to the promised land. They may not get there with us, as Dr. King said, but we all will get there if we continue to fight. Our fight for freedom and equity continues, but we must never grow weary in well-doing, because the word tells us, in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. So, meaning, don't get tired. We get tired in our bodies, of course. We're humans. We need rest. We need a break. But don't quit. Live to fight another day. For our children and our children's children, for our generations to come. Get angry, but don't sin. The word tells us that. Righteous anger is good, but don't sin during that anger. Channel that into something powerful. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in love, peace, and joy. I thank each and every one of you for hearing a little bit of my heart this morning, but more importantly, hearing the scriptures and the word of the Lord that transcends all time. It's good for us yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Host, are you there?
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for bringing that just on-time word this morning. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise you. We magnify you and we glorify you because you are worthy of our praise, God. And so on this day, we say we surrender ourselves to you, that you would use us for your kingdom and your glory, God. We speak right now that we are healed, that we are whole, that we shall not want for anything, God, that we are victorious, that we are more than conquerors, God, that this day will be great because you allow for us to wake up in it, God. So we go out with anticipation and expectation that great things will happen for us in this day, God. So we give your name the glory and praise. And as Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And I ask that you would fill my sister Ruth up with virtue, God, until she overflows, Father. Nothing missing, God. Nothing lacking in her life, God. But we speak overflow. And to each and every person under the sound of my voice, God, continue to do great things in our life. And we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, we all say amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 294-617-pound. Some of us will be headed over to the morning motivational call, but everyone is invited. You don't have to be a part of Artist Life to attend coffee and conversations with the phenomenal Flanagans for thankful, grateful, and blessed. Please dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. What an awesome and amazing winning Wednesday this has been. We want to thank each and every single one of you for dialing in. Again, I would like to thank our psalmist this morning who gave us an anointed time of worship. Psalmist evangelist Kaylin Lee out there in Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you so much, Honorable Cynthia Cox from the Boogie Down Bronx, for seating us and greeting us this morning. And to evangelist Minister Ruth Smith, all the way out there in the ATL. Thank you so much for that on-time work this morning. It has been a privilege, a pleasure for me to serve as your host this morning. To God be the glory, and we expect and believe him for great things. Minister Ruth, if you would come back and give us our benediction for this day.
Yes, thank you so much, Songbird, for hosting us this morning. I ask the Lord to bless each and every family represented on this call. Send your angels to camp around each and every one of them. Lord, let the meditation of our mouth and the words be acceptable in your sight. You are our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. Go with the Lord today and be great. In Yeshua's name we pray.